Did you ever get the feeling that you were being watched?
Yeah. Sure.
And then you get the feeling that maybe that thing watching you is, a giant elephant.
It starts out as an ordinary day for the mayor of Whoville, but soon his whole world is turned upside down, literally. But wait, that's not the beginning. It starts out like this. On the 15th of May in the jungle of Nul, in the heat of the day, in the cool of the pool, he was splashing, enjoying the jungle's great joys, when Horton the elephant heard a small noise.
There was this speck, and it called out for help, and I
the
was...
The speck called out for help?
Well, not the speck. I mean, that's ridiculous. Is that what you thought I meant? No, the speck can't call out for help. Come on. Get real. No, there's a tiny person on that speck that needs my help.
Much to the chagrin of the other creatures of Nul, especially the kangaroo, who is adamant about preserving the traditional order of life in the jungle, imaginative Horton believes there are tiny beings living on the speck, precariously perched on a clover blossom. And he's right.
Where are you?
Well, from where you're standing, I guess I'm in the sky.
Seriously, who is this? Is this Bert from accounting?
After the mayor tells him all about the people in Whoville, Horton is determined to protect them and the speck on which they live, even though everyone in the jungle, including his friends, tells Horton to ignore the tiny voices.
I can't. I promised the mayor. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. And an elephant's faithful 100%.
I wanted to be the type of elephant that didn't realize that he was enormous and bulky.
Jim Carrey says his take on Horton, taken right from the book, is curious and caring, no matter how big he looks.
He was light as a feather, as he puts it. You know, he was like a dancer. He was in his head. He's not bigger than anybody else. That's what kind of where I wanted to come with that character, is that maybe it's an inferiority complex. I don't know, but he doesn't feel like he's bigger. He could do a lot of damage if he wanted to, but he doesn't feel like he has that power. He feels equal to everybody.
So Horton treats the microscopic residents of Whoville as equals because, as he proclaims, a person's a person, no matter how small. Steve Carell, the voice of Whoville's mayor, says children have had no problem getting that message since the book was first published more than 50 years ago.
This is a book that I think resonates with kids, and they don't understand the metaphors and the sort of richness to it. But at the same time, it resonates. There's something very specific about the theme that I think even a little kid can understand, and that is that everyone deserves an equal footing in life. And I think that's just a very basic tenet of being a creature of the world.
Absurd.
There aren't people that small.
Well, maybe they aren't small. Maybe we're big.
Horton.
No, really, think about it. What if there were someone way out there looking down on our world right now? And to them, we're this big. And then maybe someone else will come along and say, oh, there can't be people that small. And the first guy would say, are you calling me a liar?
Horton!
What?
There is nothing on that speck.
Carey believes the vivid imagination in the books by Theodore Geisel, Dr. Seuss, is what brings new generations of children to the stories and is the spirit that drives the film.
I think, you know, as far as kids go, the thing that attracts them to this is not the deeper concepts involved. It's really just the fact that Seuss's creativity was so incredible. He was such an original. And if you give a kid a character that he's never seen before, in a world he's never seen before, it's just they're able to completely lose themselves in an imaginary space. And yet, at the same time, they're getting all those wonderful lessons.
Carell adds that the theme of tolerance, a person's a person, no matter how small, is as relevant today as it was when the book first appeared in 1954.
Without getting too deep or too heavy with it, because after all, it's a family movie, it's fun, it's funny, it's exciting, it's silly. But within that, there is a very true and pure theme to it.
Listen, Horton, I'm really happy you found this speck and all. But you might want to think about keeping it to yourself.
Hmm? What? Why?
Oh, you're talking to a clover. That doesn't look good.
You know what doesn't look good? You talking about the speck like the speck isn't even there. The speck never said anything bad about you. But hey, good luck with your illusion of superiority.
Horton Hears a Who also features the voices of Carol Burnett, Seth Rogen, Will Arnett, and Isla Fisher. The narrator is veteran news anchor and poet Charles Osgood, and the film is directed by Jimmy Hayward and Steve Martino. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.